Again, I'm saddened to say that Nelson Mandela has died at the age of 95. Mandela became one of the world's most beloved statesmen and an international symbol for peace and equality. Mandela was a leader in the anti-apartheid movement against white rule in South Africa. In 1964, he was convicted of treason and sentenced to life in prison. As knowledge of apartheid spread, Mandela became the world's most famous political prisoner. He spent 27 years in the Robben Island prison, enduring harsh conditions in solitary confinement. As opposition to apartheid grew, he was released from prison in 1990. When he emerged, he negotiated an end to white minority rule in South Africa, and 3 years after his prison sentence, he became the country's first black president. USC journalism professor Ernest Smith takes students to study in South Africa every summer.
I think it means the world has one less angel. Mostly what it should mean for the world is that, you know, one man's life can make it a tremendous difference, can change the world. This was a man who was able to live his life with a consistent sense of quiet, dignity, strength, and perseverance. To me, the amazing thing about this life, of all the many things this man has accomplished and what he has meant to the world, he was able, in the end, to die on his own terms, at home, with dignity and peace.
We sent our own Stephanie Monti out to talk to USC students about Mandela and his legacy.
Courtney Riles, I'm a second year grad student. I studied in South Africa for a month. There's still a lot happening there as far as race relations, but what everyone comes together on is their love and respect for him. And I think that says it all.
My name is Keith Vignette. I'm an economics major and I'm a junior. It's definitely a momentous occasion. Like, it was a great life. You know, he was a great figure in not only South African politics, but also just left-wing politics as a whole. Like, he was an arbiter of racial equality. You know, he made great strides in, like, promoting the equality of the human race.
Ashley Nash. I think he has a tenacity that's really admirable. He doesn't really give up easily.
Constance Elo. I'm a PhD candidate in the Rosser School of Education. It's just really hard to process, but I think it's really a time to reflect on a number of his contributions. The spirit of activism that he ignited in a lot of people across the world.
Los Angeles Congresswoman Karen Bass was among those reacting to Mandela's death.
Being in prison for 27 years, fighting against an extremely repressive regime, leaving prison and a few months later becoming president of the country, that is truly an inspiration for the world.
A film based on Mandela's life is in theaters now. It is called Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom.